Send a call and all my niggas with me riding. Dressing room like we keep bitches on the rider. Bus full of white girls singing I can Nelly. Mama, I think I just met me a Madonna. Oh, nah, nah, everything.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind. What it do, what it do, what it do in the hood with you? What up, guys? Welcome back to another great and lit episode of Lit Like Leash, the only place that got those three best things in life, that is weed, chicks, and vibes. And at the end of this episode, you guys might actually get a fourth best thing in life. You feel me? But I'll let you guys know that. As a few of you know that follow me on social media, before we start everything, sorry. Just a little quick thing. A few of you do know that there will be a big announcement about the podcast in this episode. So definitely stay tuned, listen through the antics, and just wait it out, you know, because it will happen. Okay? Why is the universe fucking with me today? Can I just... Does anyone else have those days where you're just like, why is the fucking universe fucking with me? Why can't I find a lighter when I want? Why did I invite my bae over when I knew I had to record this episode? Someone let me know. Someone let me know, you know? But yes. It's been a long day, guys. It's been a really long, aggravating day. I don't know if any of you know, but if you follow me on Snapchat at Leisha Laurel, you would know that I have recently quit smoking tobacco nicotine. Not tobacco, the wraps, more like smoking like things that contain regular tobacco nicotine. So like Black and Mild, which is my vice that I've had for a very long time, but I am making my way downtown. Anyway, I'm sorry, y'all. I just, okay, so the thing is, I quit that, right? So the way my nerves are on edge. Because one, I'm craving the nicotine, and then two, all day at work, I don't get to smoke. So that's me from 4:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, when I first start smoking, go to work. And then after that, I am assed out until I get home, which is like 5:30 in the afternoon. So I'm going a full 12 hours without smoking when my body's used to doing 4 blunts a day. So I'm on edge. So give me a second to calm myself down and get into the mind and persona of Lit Like Leash, who the fuck I am. Let me remember who the fuck I am. You know what I mean? But yes, this is episode 7, Collect the Bag, 3 minutes in, and I'm only telling you the title now. But yes, and that title is going to really intertwine itself in a bunch of the stories and shit that I give you guys in the What's the Tea segment, but also for the big announcement. But also, it's just a dope-ass fucking saying. I love when people go on Twitter and they're like, oh my god, collect the bag, sis. Like, you know how empowering that statement is? Collect the bag, sis. You know what I mean? So yes, collect the bag. So to start off, you know, our segments are What's the Strain? For this week, we actually fucking got a different strain. Woohoo. Shouts out to the East Orange / Roselle plug in Jersey. Because I was getting real sick of IDK from Cali, let me tell you. Real fucking sick. And if you guys happen to hear the wind or something, I'm sorry. It was just so fucking hot outside. I had to put the AC on, guys, so it's not a technical hot box, but it's still pretty fucking hot, so yeah, you might have to deal with that air. But yeah, so this strain I got is Platinum Kush. It's an oldie but goodie, you know. I've done the Platinum Kush on this podcast before. I'm going to give you guys a quick little review from the first puff, because I think that's what I'm going to start incorporating in the What's the Strain part of it all. Just so I can break the stigma, let you guys see the medical benefits, and also the way I personally feel when I'm smoking this shit. So the What's the Strain is Platinum Kush rolled up in a, I want to say, Irish Fusion Dustmaster. I'm not sure which one I grabbed because I was really rushing to get down here to, anyway, guys, so, yes, today is in the car. I'm recording, so if you guys did hear the beeps and shit, sorry, that was my annoying boyfriend that wasn't trying to smoke at the same time as me. Anyway, so I'm gonna try it out, so go ahead and light up your bongs, your blunts, your joints, and go ahead and spark up your mind, because I know the fuck I need to. I don't know about y'all, but I definitely need to. All right, oof. Off bat, I do taste a nice little hint of dry. I don't know. When people do these reviews, it always confused me, because I'm like, how do you know the right words to describe what you're tasting? Only thing I know about weed is if it's citrus tasting or not. I don't know. And it's rolled in tobacco, so it's also clouding the whole taste, too. It's all right. We'll probably try that part of that segment a different way. But basically, it's smooth. This weed literally always helps to bring me down. Like, I don't know about y'all, but this strain, I was so glad when I heard this was what that was. Like, this is on my list after Girl Scout cookies. Because you guys, I'm going to go over my top five. That's another podcast for another day. But I'm going to definitely give you guys my top five strains that I smoke for my medical reason. Not for just to get high and be lit like Leash. Like, literally for my medical anxiety. The strains I like to use. But, yeah. That's what I do with that one. Yeah, so and take your puffs, and then we're gonna get right into the second. My coughs could really be a soundtrack. I had an Arizona in here for like 10 minutes. It was that hot that I came back out, and that shit was hot. And I literally just bought it from the store. And that's what I'm sipping on, in case. It's sippy sippy. I didn't say that for you guys. My bad. A sippy sippy. But we're getting into this second part. Segment. What's the tea? Where I give you guys everything from social media scandal to the social injustices that kill our highs. Ugh. Anyway, so the first thing that I wanted to talk about today was Tamar Braxton versus her nanny. Now, we all have heard of Tamar before. She's been in the news before for her husband and her getting a divorce. Then she had her whole Stella Got Her Groove Back moment, and she cut her hair off. And then she was rocking wigs and took her wigs off at her shows. She was giving whole testimonies at the stage. You know, she's been in the news a lot. Okay, so basically that's Tamar Braxton. We all know Tamar. We all love the Braxtons, and we all love Tamar. But, you know, she's been having a bit of an issue lately with her old former nanny. Obviously, sis don't work there no more if she got a lawsuit on you. But she basically owes her nanny. Her nanny is suing her for $213,000 in back pay for times that she left her child with a nanny and never paid her. She's suing her for mostly unpaid wages, basically. And it's a full-on lawsuit, sis. And so here's my thought. Sis, don't you got money? Right? Don't you got money? I'm pretty sure for that TV show you had, Tamar and Vince, and Braxton Family Values, sis, and them tours you be doing. I would think that you got enough money to that when you gotta hop up and do a gig or so and leave that kid with the nanny, that you will be able to pay sis her wages. So I might have to give Tamar the L on this one. She definitely took an L, most definitely. Because yes, sis, you're rich. There's no reason that you owe your nanny $213,000. Somebody lying. That's what it is to me. That's a whole lot of money for an income. Somebody lying, okay, that you ain't get. Somebody lying. All right. Try again. But I'm gonna keep y'all updated as always on the tea. Yeah, but when I heard that, I was completely shocked. I'm like, sis, you always ranting and raving about how you got it. You just bought, what was that other car she bought a couple months ago or something? It was like a brand new Mercedes or one of those rich people cars. She bought a brand new one and put it on Instagram and was like, this is how I'm living now. Living single, living me or something like that. Some bullshit in her Instagram card. Listen, I ain't pay attention to it because I was like, sis, this is a cry for help. I ain't know women went through midlife crisis like that, sis. I thought it was a men thing. I don't know. But yeah, she's going through it. Pray for us, Sister Tamar. She is really going through it. give her an L for real because she needs to smoke most definitely. Woo, this blunt literally put me in a good zone. Literally. One second, y'all. One second. Anyway, so I saw another news story basically on CNN actually that there are starting to become more women being involved in our nation's politics, and it caught my eye because one, you know, I'm such a womanist. I'm a womanist through and through over here. I was raised by one, I'm being raised by one. And I'm a full womanist. So I saw this and I immediately thought, yes, sis. You ever saw, let me ask my women listeners out there. You ever see something like a story or a meme or a tweet and you be like, yes, sis. Like behind that woman empowerment feeling. You get me. I know you get me. So I was like, yes, sis, as soon as I saw this. So basically it said that more women are being involved in politics ever since the Republicans took the Congress in Washington. Ever since that, all the Republicans converged after the Trump debacle that's still happening that we all pray daily to end. Do y'all not wake up and ask for an impeachment? I do. I don't know about y'all. Hello. Thank you, Jesus. I be praying every day for an impeachment because this is a daydream. This is what we used to have nightmares about. Like, you remember? I'm pretty sure some kid out there was like, I had a nightmare that the president was a dumb fuck. I'm pretty sure, he probably don't say that, but I'm pretty sure that these kids have had a nightmare about Sir Donald Trump and his wickedness in some way. But ever since, it said, ever since Republicans took the majority of Washington, D.C., there has now been a bigger push in the female community for women to get into politics. Nobody was trying to support sis Hillary. I know you guys were all wondering that at the, during this little part of the conversation. But no, I didn't support Hillary. Sis was really trying to ride hard for that black vote, and it was not coming from me. But yeah, so good luck to all my female politicians out there. I've seen a couple of Latin and black female politicians that's making their headlines out here. I see y'all. Yes, sis, to you. I see you. I see you, sis. I see you working. Shouts out to y'all. Yeah. Takes a puff. Hold on, cause y'all love letting Leash waste her weed. Let me say that, cause I'll be full through a whole blunt and only been talking about two topics. And I'll be pissed cause the blunt done went. Y'all gonna have to wait for me to take my puffs, okay? And I want y'all to smoke with me, even if you don't smoke. Let me not say I want y'all to smoke with me, cause really, I really want y'all to come here for the content as well as the advocacy. Fuck. Shit. Yeah. As I was saying, I want you guys to really come here for the content. You don't gotta be a stoner to listen to like Leash. You don't gotta be a drinker to listen to it like Leash. I'm gonna get into that a little bit more later. But, you know, just stay lit. That's all I gotta say. Keep your mind open and keep that blunt lit. You get me? That mind sparked. You get me? Anyway. So, the next topic I saw, like, I got a couple of... I got a long list of topics, actually, too, because this week was really crazy. Like, this week was crazy with the topics. But basically, I was on Instagram perusing, and the Shade Room, as always, gives me my international news. And it told me that a U.S. citizen was recently charged with assaulting Ugandan workers, because this U.S. citizen was a missionary, as many people in the U.S. that do follow the Christian faith go off and do their fellowship and do their missionary work overseas. And most of them do go to Africa. And not to get a little racial, but we about to get a little racial, most of them are white. Yes, you've guessed it. Yes, and also, this has been not a new thing. Missionary work by the white man has been happening since the dawn of time. But that's another podcast for another day. Yeah, so this man went to Uganda as a missionary, right, with his church. He wound up staying past when his church left, like past when his church was there, and still doing his missionary work. So it came out that this man was assaulting Ugandan workers. The workers that he encountered on his missionary work, he was assaulting them. And for his reasoning, when they arrested him and charged him, and people were asking him why assault the people you came here to help, sir said, in the name of Jesus. He said he did it in the name of Jesus. I'm gonna take a puff on that, because that's some wickedness. Satan, no. You can't be out here involving the Lord and y'all mischievous activities and criminal activities. I'm getting sick of people saying that they did it because God told them to. Bye. That excuse is played out after the fucking Salem witch trials, okay? We're not about to keep saying, I did it because God told me to. Okay, we're not trying to cop the insanity plea. And you know who always tries to get the insanity plea? You're right, and you guessed it. I'm not even going to say who, because we all know. You get me? But yeah, no, that was all that man was trying to do. He was fucking trying to get his serial killer rocks off. His criminal deviant rocks off by assaulting these random innocent men and then blaming it on Christianity to get his insanity plea. That's all it is. It's a ploy to get your insanity plea. But you know, 5 times out of 10, this man will not be charged or sentenced. That's what I mean. Not be sentenced with this crime, you know. Another thing that struck me in the nether regions of the internet when I was perusing myself in my boredom at work, I saw that there was a story about a policeman had actually fired into a car that was filled with black people. A witness came forward, because there's been a big debate about this issue in the area it's originated from. I'm gonna have to come back to y'all with details on that one, or you could Google it yourself. But a witness came back to testify that there was no relevant reason for the cop to have shot into the car full of black people. First of all, what would warrant someone to shoot randomly, blindly into a car? You get me? Like, and not only just a car, but also a car full of people. And you're a policeman in law enforcement. You're telling me that you didn't think about the consequences of that? You of all people should know the consequences of killing someone. You work for the law. You know what I mean? Like, you work for the law. But for some reason he still did it. So then someone came up, testified, and said, well, there was no reason to. There really wasn't a valid reason. So hopefully the man gets charged, the policeman. You know. I wish somebody would tell me that my friend got hurt or injured because a policeman decided to shoot inside the car. Like, first of all, the fact that a policeman is shooting at my friend would be complete, utter confusion for me. Like, what is this, Compton? LA? My friend's not in a gang. What is happening right now? You get me? Like, what's happening? Why are we doing police shootings my hood. Like, let that be my friend. Like, it's always probably really shocking to people that have friends or family members that go do those, like, type of incidences. Like, that shit, first of all, can really create some trauma for you as a person. Like, just the fact that you got a gun drawn on you is going to create a traumatic experience for you. But secondly, to have been shot by that gun, and that gun belonging to a police officer, that's probably going to be complete utter shock. Like, you're going to just be probably in shock, like, not able to speak or think about it. Mute. I know that's what I'd be. Like, honestly, the people you think you're supposed to be. There to protect you are actually there harming you when you probably have done nothing wrong. Not a thing wrong. Didn't even breathe differently than your usual patterns. But yet there you are being assaulted and killed, possibly killed, by a police officer. A person that's there to protect you and to help serve the community you live in. It's the crazy shit. Really. It really is. Like, that's what always boggles my mind when I hear these incidences of I don't think incidences is a word. I think it's instances or incidents. Instances. Anyway, it just confuses me because these are people that are literally from when you are brought up as a little seed. You just got birthed out of your mom's vaginal canal. Literally from that moment on, you are taught about the role of authority figures in your community. You're taught about firemen, and you're taught about mayors, and you're taught about policemen, and you're taught about doctors. You know, you're taught about basic roles that are vital to the function of a community as a child. From the TV shows you watch, from the people you surround yourself with, what they speak about, and from your parents who give you the items that help to teach you how to learn the basic social functions in this community that you live in, or this world that you're a part of, or this society that we are involved with. That's what we're taught. And it's just shocking when, as a race and as an ethnicity, Black people are taught another second layer to that. You know what I mean? We're taught that. Don't believe that foolishness your teacher just taught you. Ain't no such thing as protect and serve, sis. You better be on guard. You better be on guard. Ain't no protect and serve, bitch. You better watch and observe. That's what the fuck you gonna have to do. Cause they ain't here to protect and serve us. No. A few of them are. And it's always crazy that there's still those few people in a minority group in America that still want to complete that mission, that want to change the stigma, that want to protect and serve. That's what's really crazy. That's what's really super fucking shocking. But hey, I know whoever that got shot in that car. Phew, bitch, be suing. If I survived, I'm suing. Police department, law, legal team, legal department, 1PP, I'm here. Where you at, sis? My lawyer and I got some plans for you guys. Where you at, sis? but yeah, that's that. Something else that grabbed and super grabbed my attention was the fact on Shade Room the other day, they were talking about this North Carolina teacher, as everybody's usually doing, minding her business. Yeah, she was a person of color. Mm-hmm. She was minding her business, just completed her life, you know, getting her life on track probably. And she was fired from her teaching job because somebody nosy mother who didn't know her place, didn't know her lane, reported to her boss, her employers, the principals and superintendents, about her instructing pole dancing classes or competing in pole dancing competitions or just in being involved in pole dancing. She reported a video on Sis's own social media profile. So Sis felt the need to go ahead and search up Sis's Instagram username and fucking record the video and show the employer. First of all, you're bothered with a T. DT, okay? Bothered. Sis. It's not that deep. I'll be damned. I don't give a fuck what. To let my son come to me and go, oh, my teacher said that, you know, then I'd have an issue. But you, sis, felt the need to go behind the scenes. Ain't nobody even came to you and said nothing, sis. To go ahead and discredit this lady, this master's degree owner, this probably doctorate candidate, discredit her shit, all because you mad you couldn't get up on the pole, sis. You can't be mad at everybody about that, sis. Get you some fitness pole dancing classes, too. I'm pretty sure that's where she learned. You get me? You can't be out here. I'm telling you, women, pay attention. Don't discredit the next woman because you can't make the same money as her, sis. No. Mm-mm. Don't do that. Goes for you and with men too. Men, don't discredit another man because you're not making the same bread as him. Make your bread. Grind, sis. Grind, bruh. That shit don't come easy. No, 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 baby. No, that shit don't come easy like that. And the fact that even and also the fact that sis had to go on the side to make money. Maybe we should all take a look at their salary requirement, sis. Because if sis felt the need to go on the side as a 30 plus something woman and do a side gig as a pole dancer to get extra bread, there's something wrong with your pay. Y'all not paying these teachers right. No, 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 no. Mm-mm. I know some people that are a couple bucks shy of a teacher's salary, okay? Couple bucks and they doing basic bull. They not no teacher. I'll assure you that. They're no teacher and they're still getting almost their same salary. So let's keep it a bean. Keep it a buck. Thanks. I was going to talk about Chili saying that we need to get with the swirls. She told us, fellow black women out there, I don't know, I feel like people kicked her out of the community, I'm not sure, but she told us, bitch, get with the swirl. Stop fucking with these black ass niggas that don't care about your heart, sis. Get with the swirl action, sis. They outside our race, okay? Experience culture, hun. That's what she told us. And then she got hit with a hell of a lot of backlash. Because you know the sisters was like, nope, thank you, pass the tea. Pass the salt, please. So no thank you on this side. I'll be honest with you. Since you're not going to convince everybody. Some people are raised just to be that way. But they killed her. I don't know if she got kicked out the brew. If she's in Stacey Dash corner now or not. But I'm with her. I was down for her. I mean, hey, you got to taste every color in the rainbow before you get to the gold, honey. You feel me? That's what it is. Oh, Shonda Rhimes, the writer, yes, you heard me, the writer slash producer of all those super hit mega shows like Grey's Anatomy, Murder, How to Get Away with Murder, and she didn't do her, but I'm blanking on the other one, but yeah, she did those shows, and so, you know, she's making a good amount of money. You know, I think she has something in the talks with some network, Netflix or Hulu or something like that, some talks or something, but, she getting sued, honey. She getting sued by her neighbor. The neighbor's name is Chow Kwow, I want to say. I totally butchered it because it's an Asian dialect name, and I'm not sure how to pronounce it. So I'm sorry, not to offend. Reported the fall caused a broken wrist and damaged her cartilage. So basically, sis fell near her house because there was a little, like, cement or something that wasn't, like even with the rest of it. So she tripped, and I guess she fell. But sis, you're going to have to get some better osteoporosis. You're going to have to get checked out for some osteoporosis because how you breaking wrists? You must be a little heavy because how you breaking wrists? It's not supposed to be breaking your fall. I ain't never break my wrist falling. Y'all let me know. I don't know. Maybe that's something I'm just not used to. I ain't not make my wrist falling. I don't know about y'all, man. Yes. We're continuing on with the mysterious. I was going to say Mercurius because I am fucking Mercurius at this shit. But the mysterious case segment of Nicki Minaj. You know, sis got her North American tour canceled. Oops, yup. Sis got her whole North American tour canceled. So she called, I guess you could say she called, but she like, she did a Instagram video where she basically was like, sorry babes, I'm gonna start the tour here and I'm gonna do the tour now. And basically I'm not gonna be able to match my dates with Future, so it wouldn't be with the same, maybe I'll get some headliner or something, but I'm gonna have to cancel the North American tour and I'm gonna have to do the UK tour and the Europe tour is still the same, so me and Future are still gonna do the Europe tour together. Blah, 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 just like my dick. Live Nation came out and said, no sis, it's because your ticket sales were too low. Barbs, where y'all at? Knock, knock. Where y'all at? Y'all ain't coming through for Nicki at all this summer, huh? Y'all said fuck Nicki, huh? You said love her from afar, huh? Cause, y'all ain't buy her album. Y'all ain't stream her music, and y'all ain't buying her tickets. And you know what I saw in all the comments of the video? All the comments in the video. All her fans said that, all her fans was like, but queen, I can't afford it. Queen, can you give me tickets? Queen, maybe you should give us some tickets. Queen, I can't afford it after I bought the album. Maybe Nicki should have bundled them tickets up in there. Maybe when the people had to buy the album, because, you know, she was trying to do the bundle thing with Travis. Maybe she should have bundled them tickets up in there. Maybe she would have got them ticket sales. Maybe. But yeah, so sorry to all you North American fans if you try to buy them tickets. You probably got that automatic refund because sis ain't got the tour no more. And it's probably because sis is problematic as hell. and there's a meltdown occurring that I'm not quite sure if it's about to hit nuclear or not, but we gonna just see. We gonna see. But yeah, I'm always gonna keep y'all updated on the mysterious case segment of the show, because these celebrities really out here bugging, and I need to just keep y'all updated while we smoking, you get me? I can't be the only one that's confused as fuck about all of this. But yeah. Yeah. So the last thing I'm going to talk about before I get into the big announcement, cue the trumpets, cue the funk flex bombs. Hold on. We'll cue all that in a second. Is a story about white colleagues that got their coworker, a black woman, fired because they was trolling her page and came across her retweeting or liking or sharing an article about white women womanizing their white women tears. White women weaponizing their white woman tears. And so she saw that, she liked it. And so what if she did? Okay, it was a very good article. I read it myself. Check it out. It was very good. Just type in white women weaponizing white women tears. Or just type in the last little four words. Because then you'll probably catch the article, because it was so fucking famous after this. But she reposted the article. They saw it on her Facebook page, which is why I don't follow or let anyone from my job friend me. Because no, bitch. No. Thanks. You can check out the podcast, but you're not coming to my page. They said to their boss when they reported her to get her fired that she was making a broad characterization about white women, and that is the reason that she got, when she asked why the fuck am I getting fired, she was told by her employer it's because you made a broad characterization of a community and made white women as a whole. And she worked for the 41 Action News, actually. She worked for an actual news company. So, these were people working in the media. So the fact that she reposted an article, I'm not understanding what the issue is if she works in the media. But once again, white women find issues in anything. That's not confusing, but they find it as a norm. The author even commented after this whole story went viral, the author of the white women weaponizing their white women tears article stated that she was fucking complexed, bitch. She was confused at this situation. Like, she didn't understand how they got that, from her reposting to getting her fired. The lady that got fired was like this, they were literally looking for months to find something to get me, to get rid of me. Honestly, and in media, that's a thing. Like, there's a huge stigma when it comes to black media. Black media creatives, people that are in journalism, write blogs, or do visual arts, or are in podcasting, or are in broadcasting of some sort, production. You know, those people, it's a stigma in this industry for those creatives. And it's already like, wow, you know. When I saw this story, I was like, another one bites the dust. Because literally, there are so many, even in everyday non-media industry, people get fired from being black all the time. And I'm gonna do probably a separate podcast on that too. Working while black. That'll be another podcast. But yeah. So, getting to it, I'm going to tell you guys a big announcement before I get to the Liddy track of the week. I'm pretty much done with my blunt. I don't know if you guys got through it. I kind of got through my blunt pretty early, though, so y'all let me know. But, cueing the Funk Flex bombs, your girl has a big announcement, okay? Now, for all you loyal-ass people that are telling a friend to tell a friend, Shouts out to all the podcasts that listen that shout me out. True North Views, I love you guys, honestly. There's been a lot. You guys, even if you guys look at the blog, you guys saw a couple of you read my blog. Shouts out to y'all. You saw I did a little post, a little blurb in my birthday blog post for the Lit Like Leash website that was about basically the struggle that has been since I created Lit Like Leash last year on my birthday. That was when I flew the first episode, was when I came back from my Wildwood trip. And so it's really been an act of hard work and dedication when it comes to this podcast, because really, I know it can be big. You get me? Like, not to be cocky, not to sound hard, not to think that I'm cooler than anyone, none of that. I literally always say to people when they talk, when I'm literally just blabbing on about Lit Like Leash, because I literally love to blab on about this podcast, because I could see it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I could see how much this could help the cannabis community. I know how much this could help the urban community. I know how much this could help Black podcasting, that community. I know what a big deal this could be, and I'm just so grateful when I do have those people that are literally like, Leash, where's the episode, sis? It's 9 o'clock. And I'm like, listen, I didn't know y'all would be on me like this. And this is why, literally, because of y'all, we're constant now. Tuesdays, podcast. That's it. Now I'm constant, and I'm working harder and harder to make sure that this is a podcast that everyone can listen to, that everyone can be inclusive in, that I could touch different realms of not just stoners, but also other people that are deeply involved in social change and social justice, and not even just social change for marijuana, but social change for the minority community of the society we live in. I ride hard for that. I don't know about y'all, but I do. And so I've been really trying to make sure that this is a good podcast. So I've been thinking of different segments, and you guys have heard, even on air, I'll go, that's a segment. Let's make that a segment. Because, like, literally, I'm doing this because I know this could be good. Last year, it was raw. It was uncut. It was Lit Like Leash, the baby. You get me? This is Lit Like Leash going into puberty. You feel me? Like, we're growing, not only mentally, but this is like a spiritual growth that I'm trying to do with you guys. Like, because literally, this is the podcast. It's literally the thing that's helping me get through my anxiety without having my butt at work. And I'm working on always promoting on social media when I'm trying not to kill myself because I don't have weed, you know? But yeah, so I wanted to add a new aspect to the podcast, and that aspect that I came up with was my love of underground music. And I don't know if you guys knew about that. I don't know if you probably have if you checked out, if you actually stayed and listened to the intros and the Litty Tracks of the Week that I do post for Lit Like Leash. Some of them are underground artists, and I do that because I have a love for it. Like, I love going to underground concerts. I love going to venues just to chill, be to events, low-key vibes. I love those things, you know? And just listening to other artists and creatives give me their talent and discuss their craft. Like, that's what I like to do. And so I thought, why not fucking do that with Lit Like Leash? Like, yeah. So a new aspect that I'm going to try and do with this is to have creatives on the show as guest co-hosts. I know. I heard applause. You guys didn't hear it, but I heard it. So yeah, I want to start interviewing musicians and artists and poets and just creatives and getting the underground scene of Jersey out there, because I love seeing those things and I want everyone else to experience it. Not even if you had a blunt before you looked at it, but just wanting to open yourself up to a different culture than you might be used to. And so yeah, you guys are gonna get a lot more of that on this podcast, and I'm excited to be actually with next week's episode having my first musical guest, Natty King One. Follow him on Twitter. Yes, he is a producer, singer slash songwriter, I believe. He will give you the deets in the episode about what he does for music, or what he does as his talent or his craft. And then, you know, if anything, yeah. But the biggest announcement I have, not that was just a teaser, is that Lit Like Leash is actually going to be an official podcast of Ripe Studios in Paterson, New Jersey. That's right. Your girl went and got official. You get me? So I'm officially going to have a home studio. If you guys ever want to, you're going to be starting to see that background in the recordings. I'm going to start getting more high tech, more professional recordings for you guys to check out on the WeTube and the YouTube. I'm also going to be doing my interviews there. So you're going to be seeing that and hearing that. And shouts out to Ripe Studios just for believing in a girl, for real. Like, honestly, like, they see that this is going to be such a dope thing. And I see that this communication, this collaboration that they're giving me, and this vibe, this energy. And you know your girl goes off vibes. If you guys have been listening since the very beginning, I'm a vibe kind of gal. That's why it's the three best things in life. You get me? Click. But yeah, I love their vibe. So if you're a recording artist, if you're a fellow podcaster and you need a home base, they got the dopest deals right now. Hit them up. And yeah, shouts out to Ripe Studios. So Lit Like Leash has a home. And so I'm going to be recording there. And I'm going to be uploading the visuals on Sundays, and the podcast will go up on Tuesdays. So stay out for that. Stay tuned for that. And I'm also going to be hoping to get an engineer working on Lit Like Leash with me as well. So, you know, this will be sounding a lot more crisper, a lot more cleaner, a lot more pleasant, you feel me, to the ear. So, yeah, that's the big announcement. And since I'm done with everything and what's the tea, I guess we're going to have to get to Litty Track of the Week, which is our final segment on the show. And so I'm going to leave you guys now. Thank you for tuning in to another great and gorgeous and fucking exciting, fucking uplifting, fucking collecting the bag, all fucking 2K18 and 19 fucking episode. Thank you. And remember to keep those blunts lit and keep that mind.
Niggas ain't fucking with me. Yeah. Niggas ain't fucking with me. Yeah. Niggas ain't fucking with me. You money, ain't it? Yeah, I like my money real neat. Just like I like all my freaks. You said you fucking with me. I'ma just sip my little tea. She let me fuck her for free. She told your ass a fee. Fuck her on top of the cover. Then I still change the seats. Wrist cost a quarter key. My wrist cost a quarter key. Yeah, I keep the gang with me. Cause they gon' bang for me. I saw my ass out in public. You do the same shit if you came from nothing. I made it out, niggas say I got lucky. I'm doing my thing, only God can judge me. My teachers defunct me, but now they won't fuck me. I'm stunting, I keep me some bands in the duffel. When I was trapping, I didn't touch nothing. My little niggas serving for me on a huffy. Bitch, I'm on fire, these hoes wanna puff me. Saint Laurent Shea got me feeling like Puffy. Ain't it ironic that hoe called me ugly? Now ain't it ironic that bitch wanna fuck me? Hoo, she wanna sub me. Hoo, I'm getting money, yeah. I been saying they shit funny, yeah. I get that back and I blow that, yeah. Say you get money, then show that, yeah. This the cute money, not Kodak, yeah. Watch where you bringing your hoe at, yeah. I like my money real neat, just like I like all my freaks. You said you fucking with me, I'ma just sip my little tea. She let me fuck her for free, she told her ass a fee. Fuck her on top of the cover, then I still change the seats. Wrist cost a quarter key, my wrist cost a quarter key. Yeah, I keep the gang with me, cause they gon' bang for me. Yeah, I
saw my ass out in public. You do the same shit if you came from nothing. I made it out, niggas say I got lucky. I'm doing my thing, only God can judge me. I used to trap at the corner store. I put the grams on a stove. I know some bitches that play with they nose. Most of my niggas still serving that dough. When I was serving, fiends blew up my phone. I blew up the pack, I made this shit back. Pull up to the chapel wherever I'm at. Don't bring your phone out when I'm serving this pack. I hear from the back, she gon' get attacked. Why? Cause my dick just like crack. I look like I dress like I smell like a sack. Why? Cause I got them racks. Hit the club poppin', mow it. Hit the strip club and throw it. If you got dope, then smoke it. I'm still pissed or towing. Mama told me stay focused. Everybody know I'm toasted. Most of these hoes be bogus. Stay down, cop that Lotus. Post champagne on my rollie. Dressing all black, but I'm still holy. Niggas say tough, we expose them. Nigga, you ain't tough, we expose them. I like my money real neat. Just like I like all my freaks. You said you fucking with me. I'ma just sip my little tea. She let me fuck her for free. She told her ass a fee. Fuck her on top of the cover. Then I still change the seats. Wrist cost a quarter key. My wrist cost a quarter key. I keep the gang with me. Cause they gon' bang for me. I saw my ass out in public. You do the same shit if you came from nothing. I made it out, niggas say I got lucky. I'm doing my thing, only God can judge me.